In our recent report on e-cigarettes, both of our guests, Brian King of the Centers for Disease Control and Emily McDonald of the University of California, San Francisco, were critical. E-cigs are not regulated, there's no research on the nicotine vapor they deliver, and there are studies that show they lead kids to real smoking. But wait, many of you said, they help me quit smoking. We want to get to that, but first, a new concern about e-cigs. E-liquids, the pure nicotine extracted from tobacco that's the key ingredient in e-cigs. It's in refiller vials and in the e-cigs, and children are attracted to the sweetened flavors. In 2013, there were 74 e-cig poison cases just in Minnesota. 29 were kids under 2. We want to check in now in another state, Kentucky. Ashley Webb is a toxicologist and director of the Kentucky Regional Poison Control Center at COSAIR Children's Hospital in Louisville. Ashley, what are you seeing there?
We've already seen about 40 exposures this year. We look at trends. And so when you look at a number of 9 in 2012 to over 60 in 2013, and now we're set to at least triple, if not more than that, in 2014, that's an alarming trend for us.
Yes, it is. And you say exposures. E-liquids are far more dangerous than tobacco because it can be absorbed so quickly, not just when it's ingested, but on the skin.
That's correct. So we're concerned about children who get a hold of e-cigarettes or get a hold of the vials, one, because they can spill it on their skin and have symptoms, or two, because they can ingest it and have symptoms, but also adults who are handling e-cigarettes or refilling e-cigarettes have the potential to get it on their skin as well and have the same symptoms. Nausea and vomiting, some pallor, sweating, salivation. We've seen a couple of cases with increased heart rate and blood pressure. We're concerned that in a significant enough exposure, we'd see cardiac effects and potentially nervous system effects, including seizures.
Well, or death. We understand just a teaspoon of this nicotine could kill a small child.
That's correct. We're looking at such a high concentrated product that small amounts, including just a milliliter to 2 milliliters, can equal numerous cigarettes. And so, you know, we've seen calls for tobacco with children eating cigarettes, and we do get concerned with that. But it takes a much smaller amount of the concentrated liquid to cause symptoms we'd be concerned about.
Well, first of all, there's got to be awareness. Some people aren't even aware that this is true. But what else would you like to see happen here?
We are trying to increase awareness that nicotine is a toxin, especially in a highly concentrated form. And we want people to recognize that they should treat it like a medication. They should keep it up and out of sight of children. And people using it themselves should use caution when refilling the product not to get nicotine on their skin.
Ashley Webb, toxicologist and director of the Kentucky Regional Poison Control Center at COSAIR Children's Hospital there in Louisville, Kentucky. Ashley, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.